Frederick Van Lew Smith, Jr. is strong beyond his months and has a sturdy pair of lungs. The Atlanta Journal, Wednesday, the 21st of January, 1914, page 5, column 3, to squall or not to squall, that is the question, propounded by the mothers of Atlanta as the proof of what a healthy baby should be, some holding that a truly normal kid should yell his lungs out and others declaring a real good baby will cry just as little as possible. A sample of the non-crying, warranted not to be walked at night youngster, was the eugenics baby, told of by the Journal last week. He cried on the average of once in 4 days, and never since his earliest infancy has he been walked at night. Now here comes Frederick Van Lew Smith, Jr., age 6 months, weight 27 pounds, who yells just as much as he pleases and as often as he feels like it, which is pretty frequently. Frederick, Jr., is the son of Mr. and Mrs. Frederick Van Lew Smith, it will be remembered, was a juror in the Frank case. As for Frederick, Jr., doctors have pronounced him the baby perfect. He weighs several pounds more than he ought to, but it's all muscle. His mother says he is an open-air baby, sleeping on the porch day and night, getting as dirty as he pleases and yelling when takes the notion. "It's good for a baby to yell," says Mr. Smith. "I shall let this youngster of mine exercise his vocal cords all he wants to." Only one instruction does Frederick Jr. receive. "Don't ever be a juror, son," warns Mr. Smith. "It's hard work, and besides, you will always be known as the man who was a juror in the so-and-so case."